Okay, confirmation. I'm going to take you to three places. In the first place is Caesarea Philippi. Caesarea Philippi was not really part of Israel. It was north of Galilee. And what Jesus did was he took the apostles away from their day-to-day problems, and he took them to a different place. And that's kind of like the retreat that you're going to go on shortly. And this place was very pagan. Its patron god was Pan, half goat, half man, kind of the bad shepherd type. But the land there is absolutely beautiful. It's very pastoral. There's rolling hills. I want you to close your eyes for a minute. Close your eyes. Okay. You haven't closed your eyes yet. You could do it. Okay. So you're going through this area with Jesus. And then you come to a place that's absolutely gorgeous. There's some limestone rocks and some trees. And there's a spring that's coming out of these rocks. And there's so much water coming out of this spring that there's a waterfall. And it's coming down into a beautiful pond and other ponds that join together to make the headwaters of the Jordan. And Jesus asks you, who do you say that I am? Man to man to woman. And you answer, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus says back to you, you are Peter, the rock, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against her. Open your eyes. That's the first step. Revelation. So you go into a retreat, you're going to be thinking about God and going forward. Perhaps get a commission. Now the second place I want to take you to, one of you wrote about it, is a city called Sepphoris. Sepphoris is built on a hillside, and it overlooks Nazareth and Cana. Each one of these cities are about 4 miles apart. And the thing about Sepphoris was, it was being built. It was just a new city, beautiful new city. So I want you to close your eyes again. You can do it. Close your eyes. Pay attention. Oh, last row back there, you're staring at me. Close your eyes. Quit talking. Okay. Your name is Joseph. And usually you would take your young son Jesus with you to help build this city, a Sepphoris. And usually it's a beautiful view and a short walk to get there. But this day, your heart is very heavy. And you make that a very long walk from Nazareth. And you get to Sepphoris, and it's a ruin. It's destroyed. And all along the path that you walked, there have been crucified men. And when you look down from what was a beautiful view, your heart is filled with sorrow, and you have to continue. You can open your eyes. So it happened when Jesus was about 11 or 12. There was a man named Judas the Galilean. This isn't Judas Iscariot. This is another man. He led a revolt against the Romans. He went to Sepphoris, broke in, stole all the armaments, and with his band of men attacked Jerusalem. A Roman general in Syria came and crushed the Jewish revolt. 2,000 men were crucified as a result. Now, Sepphoris is very sacred to the Jews because it's where the Talmud was written down. Where the Talmud was written down, it's all the little rules of the Jewish people, you know, that was, the Pharisees had mentioned, all the great thoughts that they had, it was written down. It's because when the eventual revolution came in Jerusalem, and when it was raised, that area stayed loyal to the Romans because they knew what they could do. But they said, we have to write down all our rules. But for Christians, when Christ said, pick up your cross and follow me, for every one of the people there, everyone that heard him, they had a very exact vision of what that meant. That meant death. So Jesus presented us with a choice. We all have a fate. We all have a doom. We all die. But we do have a choice in that. We can make our life and death all about us. Or we can make our life and death about something that is greater than us. So you, in this second place I took you to, are presented with that same choice. What are you going to make your life to be? And I'm going to take you to a final place. And that goes to the first reading we had today from Isaiah, where this guy was making a stand. And he set his face like flint. So what's happening in this? The Babylonians had taken over all of Israel. And they didn't want any kind of revolt about what was going on. So they took all the young nobles, all the young people, and they took them to Babylon as hostages, because they knew that their parents would not lead a revolt if they were in the king's palace and would all be killed. And so Israel was pillaged during that time, with the simple knowledge was the people would not put up any fight. Now those young people in Babylon, they had a choice. They could make it about them. They could have been assimilated with the Babylonians. But they missed home. And they missed God, and they missed their religion, and they realized how much they had. And so they made a choice. They wrote down everything that had happened to them as a nation to show how God worked through all of history. But they also chose to be a nation without any certainty they would ever go back home. They only had faith that once upon a time, when in their history, when they were slaves in Egypt, that they were able to come home. And so they made a nation, and for the same political reasons they were kept there, political reasons changed that they would go back. And so their choice became a positive action. Well, when I was having thoughts about today's readings and put them down, there was a song that was just going over and over again in my mind. It's a very secular song. So I talked to one of our cantors, Rebecca, who's studying at Loyola, and said, you know, the Bible in this class I have, Christianity is just so much a part of our thoughts, even if it isn't so much a part of our religious practices that a lot of things that you read about really have the Bible in them. Well, this is the song from Tom Petty. Well, I won't back down. No, I'll stand my ground. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. No, I'll stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground. And I won't back down. Jesus calls us. Jesus commissions us. And in all things, Jesus stands with us.